Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And I was extremely pleased with today's practice. That looked like a real practice, but I mean that's speed, intensity, physicality showed up today with pads, but what I loved is you didn't see guys falling all over the ground. I mean, it was, guys were able to keep their feet, some explosive plays on both sides of the ball, guys got some really good special teams competition, challenged our guys with just the intensity of each rep. Now, regardless of what the drill is, I mean, it's easy to get, excited for a team situation or a competitive drill, but when you work at fundamentals, can you bring that intensity? Can you bring that focus? And I thought we did better with that today. I mean, there's mistakes that were made in practice. Guys getting, pushing, trying to put them in different situations. Really trying to work the mental aspect of it. But I thought, as a whole, I mean, both sides of the ball. I mean, you saw some really good things. I thought we did a good job in protection with the first group, offensive line. I thought we threw the ball around really well. I thought our run defense was impressive. I mean, a couple plays that you want to see that back and forth. And, it was just a good competitive day. I mean, first day of pads, guys were pushing at a fast pace in practice. Looking at our GPS data, the work that we're getting per minute is really good. And so I like the push of our players, the challenges that they're embracing. Like I said, we put a lot of installation. Today was a pretty good install. And once again, for the third day in a row, it wasn't a chaotic mess. And I know it sounds like what, but sometimes with, as you get early in camp, I mean, those things could show up, but they've spent a lot of time studying. It's showing up, and it's allowing us to play pretty fast. So,
with the ability to thud, be physical, is the depth and size of the offensive line even more noticeable in that setting?
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things that I've seen just continue to grow. I mean, you watch Robert Scott; it's a great example. I mean, he's 25 to 30 pounds heavier than what he played at sometimes last year, and you watch his feet, you watch his movements, you watch the confidence and just what he's being asked to do, and I mean, he still has his plays, but that is a big help. And the guys, they're made stronger. I like the competition that we have. You look, I mean, all three units that we're repping, I mean, that's, there's some good size guys like that. Those six young guys, that's gonna be fun to watch them grow and develop. Whatever that looks like this year, going through 3 days and seeing them out there, popping around today. That's I like what we're doing in the trenches. Both sides of the ball was really, really good. I thought, you see some of that out of the linebacker group. You know, Tatum flashed. I saw some really good plays. You know, Kalen DeLoach continues to get better. I think Amari, DJ. Omar Graham, Stephen Dix. For the first few days. I mean, I like that group is really starting to emerge as well. So, size, physicality, speed, it's all contributing.
Do you feel like you're starting to see more consistency out of Johnny Wilson?
He is. I mean, he's getting more confident in what he's doing, and also for the quarterbacks and the rhythm and timing, it's the type of offense that there are passing in that we have. And, location of balls, understanding where's our aiming points. And, every player is a little bit different. Johnny has a great range. Him, Malik, Kendra, all of them. I mean, you see the quarterbacks are starting to get more in sync. I think a lot of the work that we were able to do this summer, even just routes on air and having that intensity throughout the summer work was good. But now, these last couple of days having to go against somebody, and they did their player-led workouts, and that's great. But it's, a little different when you got pads on and coaches are out there and you're having to, move and operate. But I think that's – you're seeing that the consistency showing up. But I thought Johnny had a really good day today. Malik, we had a couple of explosives. I mean, that receiving core, I think, is embracing the challenge of having to win one-on-ones.
To piggyback off of that, when you have some big physical receivers, how important is it to see them use that size and physicality?
No, I mean, it's a we want to showcase what our guys have. And, you take big guys that can run, that can bend, that can change directions. When you're not just asking them to do one thing, they're able to put all those different skill sets on display, but it keeps defense off balance. And what I like about our guys is they're showing the willingness to block. They're fighting hard in the run game, and when you can do that with your size, it tends to put you in a great position to have an advantage whenever you are drop back or you are in the drop back game and able to utilize those skills.
How far has Deuce come since when he got here?
No, it's night. But I knew. I mean, I know I said it last year when we got him. I mean, Deuce was so young into playing a receiver. I mean, he did last year, and you saw the flashes, and that's what I believed in. And then you talk to the young man, and it's his willingness to work. I mean, he has got a great work ethic, and he's just such a special human. I think it carries over to everything. I mean, he spends so much time in the meeting room. Like he's come night and day from that. But then even watching some of the finer details in his routes and pad level and all those things, and he's just scratching the surface. Like we got a real player in that young man, and I'm excited about watching him grow.
There's a lot of examples today of veterans pulling aside younger guys in between the reps and talking to them. Is that something you guys see in live time, or is that more – do you see that film later? I guess, how do you judge that kind of
stuff? No, I mean, both. I mean, there's times that there's some things that happen on the practice field that you don't always notice until you get to watch film. But then there's things that that show up, just in the moment. And I thought we had a couple of those, that today, whether it was, I like how Jordan's handling himself. And, there's some encouragement, some correction, I think Kalen DeLoach is a guy that's really kind of stood out to me. I thought he's a young guy, but Shane Brown has real. I mean, he really just he brings the right attitude to practice, and trying to make a positive impact. But we've got a lot of guys that are investing in others. Obviously our defensive line, we've got a lot of leadership and guys. So I mean, I like what I'm saying.
Got time for a couple more.
A guy like Jarian, I guess when you get a little bit older and younger guys are involved in the program, you can maybe, kind of fold. But, I mean, have you seen a fight and a willingness from him to
absolutely
compete?
And we're challenging him. We moved him around a little bit, put him in a little bit at the nickel position. I like what I've seen from him. Jarian's a very talented young man. It's just you know, he's played a lot of ball, had some really good moments here, but it's just that consistency. And, you know, I think he's grown, he's gotten better, and it's just taking that, you know, the experiences that he's had, you know, taking the, you know, learning the lessons, the, you know, could trust in his fundamentals, being confident in his skill set, because he's very, very talented, and you know, it's the confidence to apply it every play. And that's where I think he's taken some really good strides this summer. You know, he showed, you know, some humility into putting in that work and challenging himself. And I think that's a big key in taking those positive steps.
There are some good catches today from the tight end group. I guess, what have you seen through 3 days from that group?
Yeah, I like that group a lot. And, I mean, you sit there and you look, you know, Cam, and I don't mind telling, he's been, you know, he's been out for the last few days. But it's really, we're very confident in what Cam's going to bring to this offense. And really these first few days, it's been good. To force those young tight ends into more action. And, you know, I felt very confident, you know, coming out of the spring of where we were, you know, being able to add, I know I mentioned immediately, like Terrell Powers, seeing him work and then watching, you know, today's his first day in pads. This is a high school receiver, you know, and, you know, you see him get in there and kind of mix it up a little bit. He's already 245 pounds, so it's about just continuing to develop the strength. You know, Jackson West, Markeeston, Brian Courtney, I mean, very, very explosive. I mean, and then you get guys like Wyatt and Preston who have gotten better. And so, you know, I like what I'm seeing in that group, and I think it's going to be a group that can definitely help us. But they're just going to continue to work.